Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily Friday Edition. In high school volleyball, the Lone Pine Lady Eagles played host to the Mammoth Huskies last night. Lone Pine's Miley Patton was 7-for-7 from the service line with 6 assists, 3 blocks, and 3 digs, and her partner in crime, senior outside hitter Mia Quezada, was also 7-for-7 from the line, adding 3 kills and 10 digs of her own. But despite some strong play at the net, which included 6 blocks from junior hitter Evelyn Thornburg, the big-time Mammoth Huskies proved to be a little too much for the Lady Eagles as they fell to their neighbors from the north in straight sets 25-16, 25-10, 25-13. After playing the region's top two programs to open the season, the Lady Eagles are now 0-2 as they set their sights on league play, which is set to begin on Tuesday at Lee Vining. This will be the season opener for the Tigers. Tip-off for Tigers versus Golden Eagles on Tuesday is at 4 p.m. With the win, Mammoth moves to 5-3 on the season. They'll begin league play on Tuesday as well at Rosamond. Tip-off is at 4 p.m. In high school football, the Lone Pine Golden Eagles, coming off a 46-10 road loss to the Tonopah Muckers last Friday, will host their first home game of the year as the Sage Hill Lightning will make the trip from Newport Beach to battle the hometown Eagles. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. for that one. And a quick note, the Bishop Broncos and the Mammoth Huskies both have byes this week. The 2-0 Broncos, coming off a humongous 48-0 drubbing of a really good Yosemite Badgers team last Friday, will resume play next week after the bye when they host Burroughs. With senior quarterback Bowden St. Marie starting to really emerge, combined with a crushing defense that has yet to be scored on this season, the Broncos should be heavy favorites. Kickoff for that one in Bishop is again next week, Friday, September 8th at the usual 7 p.m. The Mammoth Huskies again will also enjoy the week off as they staged a dramatic comeback last week to defeat Hesperia Christian by a score of 36-35. Mammoth was all but cooked in that one, but with about 2 minutes left and HC driving to run off the clock, junior linebacker Tommy Lackey forced a fumble, and moments later, Tyler Jones hit DJ Gray for a 36-yard catch and run for the TD and the victory. After the week off, the Huskies will be on the road to take on Flint Ridge Prep. That one is next Friday, September 8th at 7 p.m. In a quick note from high school tennis, the Bishop Broncos are working hard to get ready for league play. The Broncos go anywhere to play anybody mentality put them up against a really strong Golden Valley team yesterday, and predictably, the Broncos played with a lot of character and heart, but in the end, Golden Valley won all 9 sets played. For all the scores in this one and a quick recap from Coach Patty Cummings, I'm going to kick it back to our Office of Powerhouse Players. They'll make it available on all ESN media outlets, including Facebook and the Eastern Sierra Now free app. Just download and start scrolling. The Broncos tennis team will begin league play in about 3 weeks. Tune into Eastern Sierra Now for all the details. In Big League Baseball, the Dodgers' record-setting month of August came to an end with a loss to the Atlanta Braves last night. The Dodgers went 24-5 for the month to set a new franchise best for wins in August. But as I just mentioned, they fell to the Atlanta Braves last night by a score of 8-7. Lance Lynn was hit hard for the first time as a Dodger. He surrendered 3 homers, giving up 7 earned runs in the loss. Notably, Braves superstar Ronald Acuna became the first player in MLB history to hit 40 home runs and steal 60 bases in the same season. With his .335 batting average, it looks like he could make a serious run at 70-50. Notably for the Dodgers, Mookie Betts is having a career year at the dish. He had another big night last night, going 2-for-4 with 2 homers and 4 RBI in the loss. The homers were numbers 37 and 38, which far surpass his previous high of 35 set last year. He also has a .318 batting average, and his 98 RBI on the season have him looking to go over 100 for the first time in 6 years. His career high is 113, set while still hitting in Fenway Park back in 2016. The Dodgers still control the West after the loss. Their lead over the second-place Giants stands at 13.5 games. They'll take on the Braves again tonight. Julio Urias is scheduled to take on Max Fried for the Braves. First pitch is at Dodger Stadium at 7:10. And that's a look at sports on Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily Friday Edition. I'm Seth Connors. Have a great weekend.